Okay, today we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We're holding at the Mishnah at the very top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah Yishana, if you have an old Sukkah, the Rashi explains on the top, Kedim Mefarei Sha'asa'a Kodim Chag Shloshim Yom, V'lo Piri Shehi L'Shem Chag, that in order to qualify as an old Sukkah, it requires two qualifications. Number one, that you made it 30 days before, at least 30 days before Yantiv, more than 30 days before Yantiv, and number two, that you didn't make it L'Shem Chag. If either of those qualifications are missing, it is not labeled as an old sukkah, meaning if it was done either within 30 days of Yantif, or even if it was done before 30 days before Yantif, but you did it l'shem chag, then it would not qualify as a sukkah yeshana. So a sukkah yeshana, an old sukkah, Beishamai poslin u'beisil machshirin. Beishamai says no good, Beisil says that it is kosher. In Tosos, he just points out that in Yerushalmi it says that tzarich l'chadish ba'davar, that you need to do something to make it new, you need to do some act to make it to renew it, to make it something that's kosher. However, Rashi over here just writes very simply, Beisil machshirin, delobin and sukkah l'shem chag. Beisil just simply does not require that the sukkah be made l'shem chag, even if it's not made for the sake of the yantiv. You just made a sukkah, and it happens to fit the qualifications of what would normally be required for a sukkah for yantiv. So even though you had no intention to make it for the chag of sukkos, it's perfectly fine according to Beisil. The ezo hi sukkah yeshan. Now, how do we define a sukkah yeshana? So the Mishnah says exactly what Rashi told us in that first Rashi. Kol sha'asa kodem l'chag shloshim yom, that you make it more than 30 days before Yantiv. Aval masal l'shem chag, afil mitchilas hashana k'sheira. But if you made it l'shem chag, you made it for the sake of Yantiv, then it could be even more than 30 days before Yantiv, and it's going to be perfectly fine. And Tosos just points out, v'masal l'shem chag, afilu l'beis hillel, this is going to happen enough Kamina, even according to Beis Hillel, meaning you would say, well, wait a second, who cares what's called a Sukkah Yeshana? We pass on Beis Hillel anyway, that even a Sukkah Yeshana is kosher, so it shouldn't make a difference whether it's Sukkah Chadash or Sukkah Yeshana. So in fact, Rashi writes, in the last Rashi on the Mishnah, yeah, the Beis Shammai it's Tzrich, it only chaps enough Kamina according to the Beis Shammai, but according to the Beis Hillel, Enochinami, it doesn't matter at all, according to the Beis Hillel, whether it's a Sukkah Chadash or a Sukkah Yeshana, because either way, it's going to be kosher. But says Tosos, no, makes a difference even according to Beis Hillel. Afilu Beis Hillel nafkamina shein tzarech lechadish badavar. Just like Tosfos said in the top Tosfos, that according to the Beis Hillel, yeah, Sukkah Yeshana is kosher, but that's only if you're mechadish badavar. You still have to go out of your way to do something, to add a little schach, or move around the schach, or do something like that. So if it's a Sukkah Chadasha, then no, there's no such requirement. So according to the Beis Hillel, it would still make a difference the way Tosfos understands it. So says the Gemara, my taima de Beis Shammai. What is the svara for the Beis Shammai? Why, or what is the source for the Beis Shammai to say that an old sukkah is no good? So says the Gemara, Amar Kra, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yam LaHashem. So we dash from there, Sukkah HaAsuya L'Shem Chag Be'inan. When it says Chag HaSukkos, we dash in that means a sukkah L'Shem, oh, I'm sorry, when it says LaHashem, it means that it has to be LaHashem, it has to be for the sake of the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Sukkah HaAsuya L'Shem Chag Be'inan, that's what Beis Shammai darshins. Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, no, Umi Bai Lelich Rav Sheshes, I need that LaHashem to teach a different Rasha, to teach what Rav Sheshes teaches us. Dam Rav Sheshes Meshum Rabbi Akiva, Minayin La'atzi Sukkah Shasurin Kol Shiva. Rav Sheshes says the name of Rabbi Akiva, how do I know that one is not allowed to use the wood of the Sukkah throughout the entire Yom Tov of Sukkos, meaning that there's an Isser d'Oraisa to get other benefit from the Sukkah materials, from the building materials during the Yom Tov, Tamlomer Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim LaHashem, that for those 7 days it has to be LaHashem. It's like something that's hektish, that's Asr Ba'ana. You're not allowed to get any benefit other than the mitzvah itself, the shelter itself that it provides, which is the mitzvah. V'tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir Omer, K'shem Shechal Shem Shamayim Al HaChagiga, kach chal shem shemayim al hasukkah. Just like there is the shem shemayim is chal on a korban chagiga, meaning it has a status of hekdesh, so too the shem shemayim is chal on a sukkah. Shnemar chag hasukkah shivas yamim lashem ma chag lashem, just like a korban chagiga is lashem af sukkah lashem. So essentially what we said until this point is Beis Shammai derives that a sukkah yishon is possible from the fact that it says la Hashem, but Beis Hillel says no, I really need la Hashem to tell me that the materials from which the sukkah is made are asur ba'anah. So that of course turns the question around on the Beis Shammai. Where's Beis Shammai going to know that the sukkah materials that the sukkah is made from are asur ba'anah kol shiva? Or Beis Shammai nami mi bayi le'lahachi? Doesn't Beis Shammai also require that same the la Hashem for that same drasha? Says Mara inachinami, you're right, we must be wrong about the basis of Beis Shammai's passeling a sukkah yishana. There must be some other reason that Beis Shammai passels a sukkah yishana. So what is that other reason? What's the reason that Beis Shammai holds that an old sukkah is problematic? Ksiv krachrina, it's a different pasuk. Chag ha-sukos tas l'chashivas yamim, sukkah ha-asuya l'shem chag be'inan. That from the fact that it says chag ha-sukos tasa, it sounds like it has to be a sukkah that's made l'chag. As Rashi explains, this is one of the examples where we say, sares ha-mikra v'darshehu. Mix around the words of the pasuk and darshen it as if the words were written in a different order. So instead of reading it as chag ha-sukos tasa, to make a halal day of Sukkos, we should read it as Sukkos Tase L'Chag, that make Sukkos for the sake of the Chag. That's how Beis Shammai darshens it, that you need Sukkah that's Asuya L'Shem Chag. Beis Hillel, what does Beis Hillel do with that Pasuk? He used that Pasuk to teach us that you're allowed to make a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. If you didn't make a Sukkah beforehand and you need a Sukkah, so you can build a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Aye, where's Beis Shammai going to learn that you're allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? Beis Shammai sviru lehu k'Rav Elazar, d'amreinu sin sukkah b'chol Chol HaMoed. Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Elazar, which is not at all surprising. We say about Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbi Elazar is shamutehu, which could mean two things. Machlok Rashi Tosos, what it normally means. When we say that we don't pass him like Rabbi Elazar because he's shamute, either it means that he was put in cherim, or that he's from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai. So it's very logical that the Beis Shammai would agree with Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer was from the Beis Shammai, was from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Ubeis Hillel las lehu Rav Yehuda Marav, Dam Rav Damrav asa min hakutzin, min hanim, min hamaragardin psula, min hasisin kshera. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel amar li af min hasisin nami psula, dibinin tfiya l'shma. So achinami, ni bayi sukkah asuya l'shma. Wait a second, asked the Gemara. Beis Hillel holds that you don't need to make a sukkah for the sake of sukkahs, meaning your sukkah, as long as it's a hut that meets the specifications, you don't have to have in mind that it's being made for the sake of sukkahs. But what about Rav Yehuda Marav? Rav Yehuda Marav says when it comes to tzitzis, if you made tzitzis from the kotzin, the nimin, the garden, the strands that are sticking out of the beged, they're pasul. Only min hasisin it's kshera, meaning from balls of wool, from strands of wool, that it's going to be kosher, because when you actually put it on the beged, you're actually putting it onto the beged l'shem the mitzvah of tzitzis. And when this was said in front of Shmuel, Kamis coming to Shmuel, he said af min hasisin nami psul d'minan tvi l'shma, and Shmuel went a step further and he said, you know what, not good enough to put it in the beged l'shma, you need to even do the spinning of the threads l'shma. So bottom line is, at the very least, the making of the tzitzis has to be done l'shma. If you ever were involved in making tzitzis, you'll know that the practice is that people say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis as they're putting the strings into the beged, and as they're tying the kesher elyon, they say that it's l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. It's much like the way people do when they're making matzah, to make it that they're making it l'shem the mitzvah. So if you require that by tzitzis, shouldn't you require the same thing by a sukkah? That's the kash on the Beis Hillel. It says, well, no, shiny house, I'm damakra, gedilim tasa l'cha, l'cha l'shem chavcha. So over there, there's a special pasuk by tzitzis that says, gedilim tasa l'cha, and from l'cha we darshin that it has to be l'shem the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, that's not going to convince me. Hachanami chagasukos tasalucha l'cha l'shem chavcha. It also says by sukkos that chagasukos tasalucha. And doesn't that tell me that it has to be l'shma? And so Gemara, we by lay lemute gezula. Now Chagasukas Tasalcha just teaches me that you cannot sit in a stolen sukkah, that it has to actually belong to you, but not that it has to be l'shem the mitzvah. Ask Gemara Hasam, not me by lelemute gezula. By tzitzis, don't we need the gedilim tasalcha to also teach that it can't be stolen? How can we use that pasuk to darshan that it has to be l'shem the mitzvah? Says Gemara Hasam ksiv kra achrina. Vasulahem mishalahem. By tzitzis, there's another pasuk that teaches that tzitzis can't be stolen. So gedilim tasalcha is open to teach that tzitzis has to be lishma, whereas by sukkah there is no other pasuk. We only have one pasuk, and therefore that pasuk teaches not to have a stolen sukkah, but there's no requirement that the sukkah be made lishma. So to summarize over here what we've learned today, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah whether an old sukkah is kosher or pasul. B'shamay said pasul, B'shil said kosher. We had two explanations in the Gemara why B'shamay would say pasul. First one was Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaHashem. But we rejected that explanation because we said that we need that pasuk to teach me that the building materials of the sukkah are usher for all 7 days. The second possible explanation of Beishamay was from Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'cha Shivas Yamim, that we darshan that it has to be made L'shem Chag. And Beis Hillel doesn't agree with that because he thinks that we need that pasuk to teach that you're allowed to make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. And then the next point the Gemara had was that Beis Hillel holds you don't need to make a sukkah lishma, even though he holds you do need to make tzitzis lishma, because by tzitzis we have a pasuk gedilim tasalcha to tell me that you have to make a lishma. But by sukkah there's no pasuk to tell me you have to make a lishma. Even the pasuk that says lecha by sukkah is only telling me that you can't have a stolen sukkah, but there is no pasuk that tells me that a sukkah has to be made lishma. There's a lot of interesting lumdus on this amud. We're not going to be able to get into it, but it's very important to know that the bottom tosus on this page is a very yisodistik tosus. The bottom tosus on the page discusses the notion of mitzvah abav avera, meaning what we said is that we need a pasuk to tell me that a sukkah gzula is problematic, that you can't use a sukkah gzula. So tosus struggles with the issue, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you can't use a sukkah gzula? Of course you can't use a sukkah gzula. It's a mitzvah ba'avera. And any time your mitzvah is only enabled by an avera, that's automatically possible. So that's something that Tosus and the other Rishonim deal with. That's a major sugya here on Daf Tes. And Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Daf Tes Amud Beis.